Everybody joining me right now is David Morgan. You know him, you love him. He's been here before. He's all over the place. He's the silver guru. David, how are you?
Well, I'm not sure anyone's loving me today, but I'm doing well under the circumstances. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the circumstances. Precious metals prices have been hammered. Well, actually, gold hasn't been hammered, but silver certainly is down dramatically. We're now down at what is basically the lows, within 75 cents or so of the lows since the highs in 2011. So first question for you, David, is what's behind this move down?
Well, it sounds trite, but it's more sellers than buyers. I mean, I saw weakness after gold broke the 1240 level. I told all my subscribers it's probably going under 1200. Get prepared. August is the time to buy. Usually spikes in, usually it's the low in August. And then to my paid members, I told them, look, I'm looking for a spike low. That may be today. It's very typical. I've only been interviewed on Futures Magazine, which is pretty robust, pretty well-known magazine for the futures industry. And I wrote an article, it was called Spiked. And in that article, I explained how long I've been trading these markets and that normally what I see is what I call spike low, which is what we're seeing today. We've got, we're off 4.4%. 60 cents in the silver market, huge move down. And if you look at a chart, it looks like a straight line going down. That's a spike low. Now, am I saying today is the day? The answer is, I don't know yet, but it could be. So that's it. No big surprises. It's very gut-wrenching for a lot of people that, have been holding for years and they're looking to cash out, or they bought too much, or they haven't dollar cost averaged, or whatever their, tour de force is. They are upset. And, they can be. I mean, I'm not going to control anyone's emotions. Those with calmer, cool heads that buy over time and dollar cost average are looking at today as an opportunity.
Yeah, well, I bought at when spot price hit 1521 a couple weeks ago. I bought in and I actually paid with my premiums and shipping only $1575 an ounce. And I didn't even buy that much. And today, you can't find silver anywhere at the quantity I bought for less than 16 and a quarter right now, which is a ridiculous premium over spot. And I know a lot of people see that and they think, oh, it must mean there's a shortage of silver. As an industry insider, what is your take on the premium story right now?
It's very typical. If you look at history, when we get these huge spikes up and down, that the premiums increase dramatically. So it's not unusual. It's just that most people don't have the guts to buy at these extremes. And again, I'm not saying this is it, could be. But they find that, holy moly, this is ridiculous. The premiums went up. It's very, very common. If you look at what happened at the high during the Hunt Brothers situation, the spot price was $50. And yet all the dealers, I mean, every one of them of merit, meaning, it wasn't just a mom and pop with 12 coins. I mean, there were big coin dealers in LA at the time. Every one of them bid back to $35. So if you walked in on the day, silver's at 50 bucks in the futures market, you only were paid 35, take it or leave it, from the dealer. Now, a lot of people are making deals on the streets because there literally were lines going around the block. This is no lie. There were people that were selling their silverware sets, selling silver art objects and all that stuff. And there were other people that were buying the high, which, is unadvisable.
Yeah, what I see is a just-in-time inventory problem where dealers bought too much last week at 15 and a half or so. It drops a buck over the last week or so, and they're just not willing to let go. When prices normalize and we see, even let's say prices stay at about 14 and a half for the next week, a week or so out, you'll see premiums come back down as inventories shore up. That's how I feel. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's accurate. That's accurate for a lot of your bigger dealers. That's okay. True. I mean, they don't want to take a loss to move the spread. If it stays there for a while, they're able to replenish. They pay a lower premium from the wholesaler and are able to pass that on to the customer.
Can you talk real quick about what it is that you do where people can take advantage of your services?
Yeah, if you just go to themorganreport.com, just get on our free email list. Over time, we'll send you everything. I will warn people that we do rent that list from time to time. Sometimes there's offers on there, and there's a big red letters at the top saying this is part of your free subscription, and it's not necessarily endorsed by me. I just did one that was Sean Broderick, and I know Sean. I like him. We've done mining tours together, and he has something. I listened to it. It sounded a bit hypey, but that's something, you know, I've got to make a living. I've got to pay people. People depend on me for their livelihood, and that's one way for me to make some income on a very trying, let's say, metals markets over the last few years.
For anyone listening, David continues to be the most honest guy I talk to in the space. I mean, he just told you if you join his free list, you're going to get some advertisements. It helps pay his bills, and that's fantastic. So, Dave, thanks for your honesty about that. Most people don't even admit that stuff. I'm glad to hear you do that. So the Silver Precious Metals Savings Program is something you and I were talking about. It's something that you're taking advantage of. So for people who are sort of getting sticker shock on premiums right now, how can they take advantage of the Precious Metals Savings Program and sort of ease up on that?
Yeah, the best way, and I wrote in the 10 Rules of Silver Investing so many years ago, for most people, the best thing to do is dollar cost average, which means you just start saving in metal. This is particularly true, in my opinion, for the millennials. You know, rather than learn the difference between currency and money, just start saving in real metal, you know, on a monthly basis. It doesn't have to be much, you know, $20 a week or $10 a week. I think the minimum is $50 a month. So you just start, you know, and you get going. So this is a situation that does it all for you. It takes about 10 minutes to sign up. You either have to be U.S. or Canadian. It doesn't work for any other jurisdiction, but it's preciousmetalsavingsprogram.com. I know it's a mouthful, but that's where you go. You can just Google Precious Metals Savings Program, and it'll bring you to the website, and you just you can get our free report. And when you buy basically the paper spot price. But what you are buying, and you literally are buying it, is a block of silver. In other words, a commercial bar. So when you go to cash out, you do have to get, you depending on what you want to cash out with, you want to cash out for the bar, you'd have to buy approximately 1,000 ounces. That's a lot of silver. So you would get what you paid for. But if you want to convert into like silver rounds or silver coins or silver 1 ounce bars or silver 10 ounce bars, there is a premium added on at when you decide to take delivery. Now, it makes total sense to me, but some people, when they start, say, oh my God, I'm buying silver right at spot. There's no heavy premium on it. And that's true. But someone has to get paid somewhere. A silver block of 1,000 ounces is not equal to 1,000 silver coins. There's a process, taking that block, smelting it down, extruding it, punching it out, making the die, pressing it, electricity, transportation back. I mean, come on, the real deal is it costs whatever it costs, 50 cents, 60, 70, 80 cents to make raw silver into a coin. So you have to pay that. But it stays steady, and that's the point we've discussed offline, is that you're not getting this dealer moving the spread around. You just pay the premium that it takes to mint the coin.
It almost sounds like a futures trade for folks who don't want leverage in the futures market. Am I right about that?
I think that's an accurate way to talk about it. It's as if you were, you know, had big, deep pockets and you bought silver on the futures market, which is the cheapest place to buy it. Absolutely. Except it does something that you can't do in the futures market, which is you take delivery in any form you want. In the futures market, you got one product and one product only, and that's a COMEX grade bar. It's a block of 1,000 ounces approximately. I've taken delivery of those many times in my life, and they're never purely 1,000 ounces. They're poured bars. Some people call them ugly. I like silver. They're not the prettiest thing I've ever seen, but they're still silver. And then you do with it as you wish. You can, you know, sell it back to somebody, or what I've done in the past. In fact, I bought at a spike low in 2008 or 9, whenever it was. And silver was at like 9 something. And the spot market was like a 13, or excuse me, not the spot market, the retail market was up at 13, these huge premiums because they're running out of retail product, like you just mentioned. So I went in the silver market, not the silver coin market, and I bought 3,000 ounces, and I had it shipped to a minting friend of mine, and he minted them into a half ounce silver rounds for me. And so I saved a bunch of money doing it that way.
This precious metal savings program, is that something that you're involved with in some way? Because I thought I heard you say something about get your special report. So is this something you're involved with?
Yes, I'm friends with, and on my own money went out there and visited them. They're in Lawrence, Kansas, and they're people that I know one of the original founders, and I've known them for years. Then they wanted kind of my blessing on it, you know, and I looked it over and thought, yeah, for the average person, this is probably a really, really good program. It forces discipline and forces savings and gets you a lower price because you dollar cost average over time. So I endorse it. It's not for you know, super heavy hitters or traders or whatever, but it's one of the best programs I've found for, let's say, the average silver stacker or gold. They have gold, silver, platinum, palladium, almost anything you can name. I just cashed out just now, as I just said. And, you know, I always usually look for the lowest premium situation, which is usually a wafer, but I like coins, so I actually took coins. And they have almost everything. I mean, and they're very friendly. I mean, of course, I know them personally, but they're very friendly. Just call up and say, I need some help on the website, or I need help signing up, or whatever. It's pretty easy to do.
When will the bear market ease up? Is there a fundamental story you're looking for to turn things around? Is it something technical? The price of silver is down now. This is 7 years, a long-running bear market. What do you think is going to turn it around?
I don't know. I really wish I did. I mean, the fundamentals are probably stronger than ever. If you look at what's going on with the Turkish lira and what's happening in the Eurozone with Italy and other countries, it's obviously fundamentally should be going the other direction, and it's not. It takes more buying. This could be it. I mean, these washout or spike lows, as I just mentioned a minute ago, usually are kind of the end, and usually they end abruptly. Look at what happened in a washout in the financial crisis 2008 or so, and look at the chart 2009. Could be a V-bottom here for a while. I don't know. What I do know is technically, I just put an article up on my Twitter feed, and it was by Mr. Downey. And he said 1366 on gold, not silver, 1366 is kind of the magic number for gold. And looking at what his work that I studied pretty thoroughly yesterday, I think he's right. So I don't know when, I don't know why. I do know that it's going to take buying pressure, however that comes about. And if you want confirmation and you don't want to be sitting here frustrated, you'd rather buy when things are moving your direction. If you wait for gold to trade at 1366 and stay there for like a week's time and then enter, yep, you're not buying as low as today. But if that's a year away or 2 years away or 2 months away, you're actually doing the best risk to reward profile that you possibly can do.
All right, well, that's going to be good news, because if it gets to 1366, the gold I bought today at 1180 will make me some money. So
Absolutely. I'm in favor of dollar cost averaging, as I just said. I don't want it to, right. Hopefully I'm being consistent here. It's just there's people that, you know, they want to be sure as soon as they buy it, it starts going up. Well, the only way to do that, and there's, first of all, there's no way to actually do that, but to put the percentages well in your favor, you just have to wait till 1366. Then the likelihood of it continuing up are very, very positive.
And that is where I want to conclude. Just have to wait. People, you're going to have to wait. Patience. Things take time. And the precious metals story, everybody wants a day trade profit. It is a long-term story. Years down the road, you'll be glad you're buying at these prices. That's my opinion. David, thanks for being here. Everybody's David Morgan, themorganreport.com, and preciousmetalssavingsprogram.com. David, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is The Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.